Tēnā anō koe. Being able to use a word correctly is not just about knowing its meaning. You also need to know which shade of meaning is intended in the context in which it occurs and what other words it is normally associated with. In other words, to understand a word fully, you must know not only what it refers to, but also where the boundaries are that separate it from words of related meaning. For example, there are several words that refer to the beach, including both tātahi and one, but they are used quite differently in a sentence. Unless you know how to use these words and the shades of meanings each word can have, you are likely to use them in ways that native speakers of Māori would find strange. Some words you will find harder than others to learn and use correctly. For example, there are many words that are now part of Māori that have been borrowed from other languages, especially English. You will probably find it easier to learn these words because of their similarity to English. However, do not assume that these borrowed words have exactly the same meanings as those of the original words in English. For example, pukapuka sounds like the English book, which is one of its meanings. But in Māori, the word can be used for a wider range of things than the English word. It is used for other things made of paper, including letters, examination papers, sheets of paper, documents, petitions, and manuscripts. It can even be used as a verb or with other words for other meanings. For example, kōrero pukapuka, to read, and whare pukapuka, library. Giving translations of Māori words is a quick and easy way of giving meaning, but this has its disadvantages. By having to struggle to understand what a word means, you may remember it better once you do know its meaning. Tēnā rā koe e kaha nei ki te ako I tēnei reo rangatira.